friends, and welcome back. Today I'm in the kitchen, and normally I'm talking about spiritual concepts and offering tips and ideas that you can use to kind of live your life better, and today is no different. Today I'm going to be talking about health and taking care of our physicality, and why is that important? So we each come here with a mission, with a destiny, with tasks that we are supposed to complete while we are in this human form. And you can't do that if you're sick. You can't do that if your body is not healthy. And as someone who has had, and I still have, a chronic condition, it's not life-threatening or anything like that, but it can really be an all-around just pain in the behind. So I have really learned the hard way the importance of taking care of your body. So you want to make that your highest priority. In addition to finding purpose, in addition to finding the right relationship, you want to start taking care of your health. And so there are a few things, as I wave this knife, there are a few things that you want to start thinking about in terms of being healthy. And I'm going to name some things. Google them, research them, but you do want to start making sure that you are incorporating these into your daily routine or into your diet. The first one is going to be omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are crucially important to good health, to your brain, to your heart. And your body can't make those. Some things your body and its miraculous wisdom can make, but omega-3s is one that it cannot. So you get omega-3 fatty acids from fish, from hemp seeds, from chia seeds, and if you can't eat enough of those, then you want to take a fish oil capsule, or I use the liquid. Actually, I take cod liver oil for the extra vitamin A and D, but any fish oil will work for you. And you want to make sure you're doing that, because a deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids can actually trigger autoimmune diseases. And when you're on the journey to becoming your highest and best, you ain't got time for that. So Google omega-3s. Think about adding those into your diet, or at least eating fish on a regular basis. Let me put this down before you all witness me doing something terrible to my hand. So the next thing that you want to think about incorporating into your body is a probiotic, or some form or some source of probiotics. So probiotics are friendly bacteria. We are all filled with bacteria, good and bad. And what lends itself to health is having more positive or friendly bacteria as opposed to negative bacteria or unfriendly bacteria or even pathogenic bacteria. Now, as I said, our body is miraculous. A lot of those things just kind of coexist in our bodies. But what happens is when you don't have enough friendly bacteria, it will often create a situation where the pathogenic bacteria start growing out of control. And if that happens, if you're lucky, it may just look like gas and belching. But if you're not lucky and you really have a serious problem with dysbiosis, or you don't have enough friendly bacteria in relationship to pathogenic bacteria, you can start getting some really nasty things like cancer. They're even saying some viral infections like herpes and HPV, that all of those can be triggered back to the gut microbiome. And that's an easy fix. If you don't want to take a probiotic, just eat yogurt, just drink kimchi, or make sure that you're incorporating sauerkraut in your diet on a regular basis, even some form of pickles. Now, most of them are commercialized, so you may have to look for some that are naturally fermented. But they're out there. So you got omega-3s, you got probiotics. The next thing that's vitally important to your health are vitamins and minerals. And we just don't talk enough about those. So when you look at a vitamin bottle and you see vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, calcium, all of those nutrients are vitally important to the body. It cannot carry out its metabolic processes without the vitamins and the nutrients. And somehow we just miss that. Like, nobody's talking about the fact that if you don't have vitamin A, if you get severely deficient in vitamin A, you can go blind. People aren't talking about how vitamin D is the powerhouse for the immune system. So we're in the age of COVID and RSV and flu and all these other things. If your vitamin D levels are low, when you encounter those viruses, you're just not gonna have the upper hand if your immunity is not in tip-top shape. And vitamin D is the train, it's the engine for immunity. And not to mention, they're also now linking, and you can Google all of this, they're now linking vitamin D deficiencies to cancer and autoimmune diseases. So you don't want to play around with this stuff. Vitamin C is really good for collagen. It's good for your vision. It's good for immunity. Magnesium, I can't say enough about magnesium. Magnesium controls so many things in the body, and most people just aren't getting enough. So you want to either get a multivitamin, or you want to make sure that you are eating healthy foods. And that brings me to my last little tip for today about how to be healthier, and that is getting enough fruits and vegetables and eating raw foods. So we just haven't been doing that. Everything we eat comes out of a box. We cook it to death. So I personally challenge myself to start eating more raw foods, salads, cucumbers, tomatoes. Sometimes for a snack, I'll just cut up cucumbers and tomatoes and put a little Parmesan or feta cheese on that and season that up with a little salt and pepper and a little bit of Italian seasoning, and I can go to town on that. We aren't getting enough fruits and vegetables, and these are light for the body. You know, I talk a lot about law of attraction and vibration. Dead foods have very little energy, very little sustenance. And when I'm talking about dead foods, I'm talking about even cooked foods, especially overly cooked foods. Steamed vegetables are better than vegetables that have been boiled to mush. Things that come out of a box, highly processed foods, those things are low energy. So that's just how we live nowadays. I'm not going to say don't eat that. I mean, if you're strong enough, I'm definitely not. I'm not a raw foods person, but I know that there is wisdom in eating as many of those as we can. So a lot of people go raw. If you can do that, I mean, man, this is light. This is high vibration going into your body on a regular basis. So if you can go raw, go raw. But if you can't, don't feel defeated. Just try to do the best that you can, which is what I do. So today I have a papaya. Now, this is my first time. Scoot back just a tad so you can see that. This is my first time having a raw papaya and cutting a raw papaya, because I typically just get it frozen. And fresh is always better than frozen, but frozen is better than nothing at all. So like I said, just do it by degree. You may not have the time, the energy, the willpower, the desire to go cold turkey and eat all raw. Just do the best you can. That is okay. So I saw on YouTube, and if I can remember her video or go back and find it, I'll link it in the description, that you can actually use a glass to get the meat out of the papaya. So I am going to try to do that, and I'm going to ask you to bear with me because I've never done this before. We're going to see how this goes. So when I watched her, of course, you want to have a really sharp knife, and that's one thing they said don't do, is there's a pit inside of here, and you want to cut around the pit, and I keep hitting it. So yeah, you hear that? I keep hitting the pit. Ooh, this is all the way through here, so I'm not gonna be able to use the glass, I don't think. Look at that, man, that pit is all the way through this papaya. I'm not gonna be able to use the glass. So hey, we're just gonna wing it and keep going and cut it and then cut the peeling away. So I'm just gonna demonstrate this concept because I thought it was really interesting. It's not gonna work with this papaya because it looks like the pit is pretty much all the way through. And because this is my first time, I didn't hit it in the right spot. So that's all right. Here's what they said, or what she said to do. You're gonna have a big piece of papaya. And you're gonna take this piece of papaya, instead of trying to scoop all this out and possibly cut your hands, the concept was to, yeah, that's not gonna work for me, but the concept was to take this glass, my piece isn't big enough, and take the edge, or either it's not ripe enough, and kind of scoop it out. So that's gonna be a bust for me today if this whole papaya is not gonna be a bust. I don't think it's as ripe as it probably could be. So I tell you what I'm gonna do. She also gave a plan B. Hang on just a second. She said use a handy dandy potato peeler. So yeah, that is going to work better for me today on my novice papaya adventure. So what I'm going to do is continue to peel this papaya, and I'm gonna cut this up, see how that peeling's just coming right off. This was a smarter deal. And then I can just cut the flesh away from around the pit. Yeah, I'm not gonna be deterred in my quest for raw papaya because I know that this is light energy for my body. So I hope that helps you today. I'm sorry that my little experiment with the glass and using this to get the flesh out of the papaya didn't work, but I'm gonna finish just peeling it with the peeler, and then I'll cut around the peel, and then I'm gonna use that either diced up over a salad. I may throw it into a smoothie. I'm not sure yet. I may just eat it off the plate. So thanks for joining me. Remember, you can't fulfill your destiny. You can't fulfill your mission if you're not feeling well. And so take those tips, the omega-3, the vitamins and minerals, the probiotics, and eating raw foods, and that should be a really nice start on the path to great health. So I've got this thing peeled, and I just realized I was calling this a papaya. I think it's a mango. So shows you where I'm at on my raw foods journey. But again, I'm just trying to incorporate more foods. I have Asian pears that I just purchased. That's my first time trying those. And I've had mango before, and papaya actually, but I've never had it raw and fresh out of the, I've only had it frozen out of the bag. So this is new for me. Now that I've got it peeled, and I'm slicing around the inner pit, or I think it's referred to as a stone, this is actually pretty good. Wonderful. Over a salad? This is something I think I'm gonna add in to my diet on a regular basis. I really like this.